President, I have Secretary Rogers for you now.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you are.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, Mr. President.
You leave in the morning?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right. Did you finish, did you play golf, or?
No, I just played 9 holes. I'm just going home around.
Right.
Really beautiful day.
Right. Sure is. I just got back from Camp David. I've been working here in this
uh-huh.
press conference. On the Mideast, I plan to play it very cool and not say a hell of a lot. Particularly, they're going to ask, I'm sure, about the change in government and all the rest.
Yeah.
Simply indicate the fact that Secretary Rogers has reported me on this situation. We're still trying to persuade the parties involved to continue the ceasefire and also to make progress toward a settlement either on an interim or other basis and so forth and so on. Is that about what you want?
That's about
or is there anything, if there's anything positive, I can throw it in?
No, I don't think so. I think that it would be a mistake to say anything one way or the other at the moment. Either that this is a little disappointing or a little...
No, I didn't.
Not disappointing, anything of that kind.
That's right. They're going to try to say, naturally, but if they ask anything, they will try to say, well, wasn't this a surprise, or doesn't this indicate the Soviets are more deeply involved, and aren't you going to give arms to Israel? Now, on the arms to Israel deal, you know, the one question that may arise, well, what are you going to do about the request for $200 million worth of aid and more phantoms? And I'm simply going to say, well, it is not before me yet, and I'm not going to...
That's good.
I'm not going to talk about it.
That's good.
But basically, we have got to keep that bargaining position because... You have to be in a position, it seems to me, to hold it over their heads that we're not going to decide it.
Right. Mr. President, yesterday in my little speech, I said that we were studying the developments, of course, but that we were going to continue the path that we followed.
Uh-huh.
We didn't think it made any difference as far as our efforts were concerned.
On the Mideast,
yeah.
Yeah. We're going to continue the path. Yeah, right.
We're going to continue the path that we've
good.
Been following.
Well,
and hopefully
good.
We can help work out something.
You see, all right, I'll follow that.
All right. Sadat has sent another message saying don't lose heart. He wants to continue the discussion with us.
Mm.
And he's going to meet with Burgess tomorrow. So
he's obviously under very great pressures, I'm sure, from the left in his country. And also from the fact that people say, look, you can't depend on the United States. Why can't we have the Russians with us against the real enemy that are the Israelis?
That's right.
Well, put yourself in his position. What the hell would you do?
That's right.
So we understand.
There's some messages from Burgess that Henry may get a little concerned about, saying that Saddam wants him to come back to talk to you. We're not going to let him do that, of course.
Burgess does.
Mm-hmm. If he talks, well, I'll have him come to Burgess come to see me. I don't want you to get involved at all.
Right, I understand.
So don't be concerned about that.
I won't be.
Okay.
On the whole problem of the MRBF or whatever it is.
MBFR.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that Secretary is in Lisbon at the present time. That's one of the matters that. They are discussing in a general sense, and I'm not going to go beyond that. I'm going to keep very non-committal on that. Is
right.
it what you? What do you think?
I think so. I think you can. I think you can say, of course, we've already indicated our
willingness. Right. Oh, yeah. Positive.
We've indicated our willingness to have these discussions, and we want to do it in an orderly way. And we're discussing the matter with our allies now.
Mm-hmm. Well, say that by all means. That's the goal. We've been working for it for a year. We are now in the process. The secretary is over there discussing it. And once we develop a situation, we'll move along.
Right. I thought John Conley's speech was pretty good, although it probably makes some of our friends mad abroad. I think it was a pretty good speech.
It's a good idea to shake him up. Well, it was good for American consumption, particularly, which we need.
That's right. I'll take the same line. I'll be a little less abrupt about it because I think my job requires me to be.
That's right.
About
I understand.
I'll follow the same line.
Right. Well, the idea is really that. I think you can, what I would do is to throw off in the Congress. You know, George Meany has now mobilized all the labor unions totally for quotas on everything. There just isn't anything that's left out. And you can just say that the American labor unions are for this in the field of trade. Then go on and say that as far as the American people are concerned, they're not particularly interested in Europe and the rest, and that that what we're really doing is to try to fight a battle to be responsible. And if unless you fellows let us be responsible, it's pretty tough. I mean, throw it off on that, I think. There's a little of that to be said. And actually, it happens to be true.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I think things...
How did things go Memorial Day over there? Well,
very, very good.
Yeah.
Chapman made a hell of a good speech.
Who?
Chapman. General Chapman.
Oh, did he? Yeah.
The Marine Corps man.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Right.
You know, Mr. Brennan, that reminds me of something. I think that we ought to do
a
little
man.
More of that. And I think hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know. Somebody's clicking it out. It's okay.
Yeah, I think next year you want to think about making it a fairly important occasion.
Yeah, Memorial Day.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the martial music and the singing and so forth is just wonderful. I think the country needs a little more of that.
Yeah, well, actually, I was glad that I went to West Point for that reason, because it had a really good ring to it, you know, being at West Point, and they had that marvelous music and these bright, fine-looking boys marching by, 3,700 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Well, and as a matter of fact, we may think of something to do on the 4th of July, which would be helpful.
I think the country is a little bit ready for upbeat.
Right.
Damn sick of this.
Well, they're sick of the of being sadness and everything's going to hell, and everybody has got to be, take dope and the rest, and they want to feel that by God it's still a pretty good country.
I think the next year we got to think of a lot about that, not so much in our speeches, but just in our music and our occasions and things of that kind.
Right. Right.
Okay.
What time do you leave?
9:15.
Is Adele going?
Yeah. No, she's not. It's her first trip she hasn't taken. She's going to stay here for the...
The reception. Right. When do you get back?
Wednesday. I'll be gone about 8 days.
Right.
I'm going to the OECD meeting in Paris, too.
Oh, you'll have a great time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.